Rule number 8 is simply to impact, which means say it with a proper emotion. Most people believe it's only the words you select that create your communication with others. But studies have shown that the way we use our physical bodies through facial expressions, eye contact, hand gestures, etc., and the tone of our voices sends a stronger message to our audience than do the actual words we present. One of your primary objectives as a master communicator is to realize that the reasoning of your words is not as powerful as the emotions that you convey with your nonverbal language. That way, you can have a bigger impact and a greater influence on the people in your life, now and in the future. Here are 3 ways I've chosen to define the word impact. 1. To create a significant emotional effect on another human being. 2. To have a memorable or persuasive influence on others by the manner in which you communicate. And 3, as it applies to this book, the ability to express yourself in a way that leaves a deep, desirable impression on another person. We all have our own natural tendencies for how we express ourselves emotionally. There are areas or situations where we might tend to be either too weak or too strong in our communication with others. As a result, we may not have the impact on people that we desire. The following ideas are designed to keep your communication more on target so that you can affect others with your intended impact. The first idea is to be humorous without being silly. In the attempt to lighten the mood or to get people to like us, we often inject humor into our conversations. The catch here is to make sure this humor is tasteful and appropriate. When you overdo it with humor, you risk being perceived as someone who is silly. For instance, I have a friend who likes to make funny faces while in public, which is fine with little children. But when my friend does this around people his own age, it comes across as foolish. When you play the humor card too frequently, others might regard you as stupid, weak-minded, or silly, instead of your original aim of being fun, lighthearted, and entertaining. Another idea, be serious without being too grim. On issues that matter, we all like to be taken seriously. But at the same time, we don't want to be labeled as merely a serious person. The part of being serious that's attractive is possessing the wisdom to separate what's significant from what's trivial. For example, it would be wise to be serious about hiring an excellent doctor for a surgery or a skilled attorney to represent you in a lawsuit. But on a more social or everyday level, we usually don't need the same degree of seriousness. When you carry yourself too much of the time in a serious manner, people can't help but think of you as being grim, negative, or simply no fun to be around. If you tend to be more on the serious side, make sure to mix in some lighter conversations so that others will feel comfortable around you. And a third idea is be confident without being cocky. Being arrogant or cocky is often confused with genuine self-confidence. The major difference is that cocky people gain their sense of power by putting other people down. On the other hand, a truly confident person is skilled at building themselves up from within, knowing that you also strengthen yourself as a natural byproduct of improving the self-worth of others. On the surface, being confident and being cocky can appear to be the same, but the difference may be felt in the person's intention as well as the residual feeling, good or bad, that is left long after the conversation has occurred. The bottom line is, remember that in order to talk like a winner in the broadest sense, you must impact like a winner as well. All you have to do is follow a simple and powerful rule. Say it with a proper emotion. Once you know and understand the significance of this essential part of successful daily communication, it's only a matter of playing around with the ideas yourself, adding your own creativity, practicing with a greater sense of purpose, and testing it regularly in your own life until it becomes a constructive new habit. If this seems really easy to you, that's because the ability to succeed already resides inside of you. The only thing you have to do is rediscover it.